I can't believe those little tugboats can move the big ships. How can something so small make a difference?
Even when you're small, it's really what you do that's really important. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I'm so glad that you're listening today. Do you ever think that you can't make a difference? That somehow you're too young to do something big for Jesus? Well, that's just not true. He can use you if you're willing to obey him. Just listen to the advice that Paul gave his younger friend Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. You are young, but don't let anyone treat you as if you are not important. Be an example to show the believers how they should live. Show them by what you say and by the way you live. Our story today is called Little Tugboats. The breeze felt cool against Eli's cheeks as he and Uncle Martine stood quietly on the pier. They were watching ships enter and leave the great harbor.
Look at those little tugboats moving the big ships through the water, Uncle Martine, said Eli.
It doesn't seem like boats that small could even move those big ships.
Uncle Martine shook his head.
They're interesting, aren't they?
After watching a little while longer, he said,
Those little tugboats remind me of you.
Eli turned away from the ships to look at his uncle.
Me? He asked in surprise. Why do they remind you of me?
Well, there's a Bible verse that says, Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right, Uncle Martine smiled. Those great big ships are helped into the harbor by the little tugboats, and grown-ups can be influenced and helped by the actions of kids.
Kids like me? Asked Eli.
Kids like you, said Uncle Martine. Children as well as adults can be examples of Jesus to those who don't know him. They can show others they have a relationship with him by the way they live, and they can lead people to him. Jesus has given each one of us who know him the Holy Spirit, who helps us share his love with others through our words and deeds, no matter how old we are. Uncle Martine gestured to another small tugboat passing in front of them as it pulled a ship into the harbor. You may think other kids are the only ones who would listen to you, but that's not true. You certainly can influence kids, but adults may also take notice. Eli watched the tugboats in the harbor as he thought about what Uncle Martine had said.
There may be quite a few teachers at my school who don't know Jesus, he told his uncle. And next week is our family reunion. Some people coming to that might not know Jesus either.
He smiled. I'm going to ask God to use me to point others to Jesus, both kids and adults.
Well, how about you? Do you think you're too young to lead someone to Christ? Don't underestimate what God can do through you. Today's Bible reading gives one example of a young person who influenced an adult as she served God, and he can use you to influence adults too. Trust him to help you share the love of Jesus with others, no matter how old they are. Our key verse is Proverbs 20:11.
Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right.
And our key thought for Sunday, God can use you.
Hey, Zach. Sometimes I'm just not good at sharing. Why wouldn't God just make me share, since he made everything and controls everything?
Hey, Nathan. I'm so glad that you sent your question to me. I can relate to what you're saying because sometimes I don't feel like sharing either. The thing is, God gives you a choice when it comes to the way you act. Here's something to think about that might help. According to Psalm 24:1, everything really belongs to God anyway. That includes everything I own and everything that you own. He allows us to have it for a little while. And when I think of things that way, it's a lot easier for me to share because I'm not sharing my stuff. I'm really sharing God's stuff. I hope that helps. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.